China's one-child policy is making quake recovery difficult. Geography in Madagascar is a challenge to a youth ministry, and a film team has a freeing experience in the Central African Republic. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. China's one-child policy has many families in agony today in the wake of the deadly earthquake. Many among the more than 44,000 people killed across central China were students in school. International Bible Society Send the Light, Suze Hyde.
Many parents have had one child, and that one child was lost. Right now, they do not feel hope. They do not feel any kind of comfort. They feel very desperate.
The surviving parents are finding it hard to restart their shattered lives. Hyde says,
it actually takes the longest to rebuild the emotional and spiritual life compared to rebuilding the physical life. One of the things that we have done is provide a disaster journal. Disaster survivors often have similar questions.
The journal helps people walk through their grieving. It also allows for believers to respond.
God's word can give them hope. It can bring some comfort to them. Pray that other believers who are in their lives will allow God to use them to bring them that hope.
Next, Baptist Global Response is doing all it can to help in Zimbabwe, where bad weather and the world's highest inflation rate are making the food crisis even worse. It's already sent more than 1,050-pound boxes of food to the country and hopes to send 3,500 more. Baptist churches in Zimbabwe deliver the boxes to the most vulnerable poor, including orphans, widows, and the elderly, in Jesus' name. Pray these boxes can be delivered in the face of rising fuel prices and import fees. You're listening to Mission Network News.
When we give out the books, that is sowing the seed. But when we show the movie, that's gathering the harvest.
That's Book of Hope's Africa director, Cal Rotz, quoting an African church leader's comments on The God Man, a new 3D animated film on the life of Christ. The island of Madagascar's rough terrain makes it hard taking Book of Hope resources to remote areas, but local pastors make it happen, carrying heavy projector equipment for miles. City pastors have an easier time. One pastor near Madagascar's capital city has shown the film to 500 people.
That pastor in the region right around his church has 21 appointments to show the movie. He's using it to reach his community and explain the gospel and then obviously bring people into the church.
Pray for a solution to the challenging terrain and a new leader for Book of Hope's ministry in Madagascar. Meanwhile, many issues are having an impact on children and women in Ethiopia. Bethany Christian Services Ethiopia Director Milkius Kando says the orphan situation is staggering.
There are over 6 million children who are orphans due to HIV/AIDS as well as related diseases. So all children have to go to school. They need to feed, but nobody feeds them. They need to have shelter and clothes.
Widowed mothers can't earn a living and can't care for their children. Bethany's asking you to sponsor women and children. $25 a month provides kids with food, education, and more. It also helps poor women.
Bethany helps the poor woman to be skill trained in different activities such as sewing, knitting, and baking breads,
which generates an income. Their connection with the local church allows them to see God's love lived out in real life, providing opportunities to hear the gospel. And the power of the gospel is freeing people in the Central African Republic from the bondage of witchcraft, which often has the power to kill or cause great suffering. When one area of the country was experiencing an epidemic of witchcraft, a Jesus film team began showing the film in every village it could. Many witches came to Christ through this ministry, and 18 churches were planted. Pray for the growth of these new believers and that their faith would be free from local animism. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Open Doors USA is making available the free DVD, The Eastern Bride. It's a drama that'll awaken you to the fact that Christians face real-life persecution around the world. Get The Eastern Bride from Open Doors at 1-800-995-4828 or follow the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.